One newspaper headline this morning claims that parents are disgusted at how teachers behaved at their annual conferences this week, from heckling the Minister for Education to claims from the ASTI General Secretary that he was subject to a death threat on a website run by some members of the union. Well, we're joined now by Don Myers, who's President of the National Parents Council Post-Primary. Don, is disgusted the right word to use to describe how parents feel about all of this?
Well, I think in fairness, the behaviour of an element of the teachers at the ASTI conference definitely added to condemn it, because, I mean, at the end of the day, as I said before, and I've always highlighted this, we look at the teachers as the professional educators of our children. You lead by example, you practice what you preach, and I don't think that was a good, you know, I don't think there was a good message sent back here to the students.
What about the grievances, though, the teachers have and the frustrations they feel, they say they feel, and they said this week that the minister is a minister for announcements, not for negotiation?
Look, we all know there are grievances. Parents have grievances just as well. But we understand, I mean, I understand that the teachers have pain and grievances with regards to different issues of the teaching profession. And decisions that are being made out there. But there's protocol, there's procedures. You know, you don't go out the outrageousness, using a megaphone in a conference like that, down speaking a minister who was a guest of the union at the conference, is disgraceful at the end of the day. I mean, I'm sure that if that teacher had a student in the classroom and a student was to have a megaphone at the back of the classroom, I'm sure he would take disciplinary action. So I mean, in fairness, look, the minister was there as a guest. And may I say, and to be very clear on this, I have great respect, as of near a National Parents Council Post-Primary, for the ASTI. And it's unfortunate. I'm not condemning the union. I want to be very clear on this. And anyway, I'm not condemning the union. I'm condemning those members who outraged with that behaviour.
Andrew Phelan, who was the man with the megaphone, we know, has been speaking publicly. He was on RT Radio yesterday. He's quoted in the Irish Independent and others today. And he said, he was asked about his students' reaction to his megaphone, and he said, "If my students say I saw you on the news, I'll explain to them exactly why I was doing what I was doing. I was standing up for you, the education system. I was standing up for myself, trying to pay my mortgage."
Well, if that's the case, then I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, he's in a minority. And again, as I say, I understand there is frustration in the teaching profession at the moment. There is no one will criticise that factor. But I think you show respect to these people. To be honest with you, not alone was there a sort of disrespect to the minister, there was disrespect to the General Secretary of the ASTI. There was disrespect to the President, the Executive, and all the other members. There was teachers that have been at that conference, were outraged with some of this behaviour. I mean, okay. Come on, I mean, I think in fairness, I look at the teaching profession as a pillar of society. Well, please, you lead by example. I'm sorry, but you lead by example, and that is not the way to do it.
Don.
And I mean, there is again, as I said, there is ways and means of getting your message across, and I think that's necessary for people to take the right lines.
Okay, Don, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland. Don Myers there, President of the National Parents Council Post-Primary.